You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Friday, October 31, 2025. Touch of Gray. West Texas Gulf Pipeline remains integral to Energy Transfer's midstream operations. Published by Lisa Scheidler and Taylor Noland. Energy Transfer has built one of the largest crude oil midstream portfolios in the U.S., yet one of its most important assets, the West Texas Gulf Pipeline, often flies under the radar. The 72-year-young line is still a workhorse, frequently operating above nameplate capacity as it moves crude from the Permian Basin to Longview in Nederland, Texas, where it feeds into Energy Transfer's massive Gulf Coast export hub. In today's RBN blog, we'll look at West Texas Gulf and how it fits into Energy Transfer's broader midstream strategy. This is the latest in our series on crude oil pipelines between the Permian Basin and the Gulf Coast. In Bustin' Out, we discussed Epic Crude Pipeline, which has been operating at full capacity. Then, we told the story of Gray Oak Pipeline and moving on up in the Cactus 1 and 2 pipelines in Can't Hold Back. All four travel to Corpus Christi. We recently wrapped up our Permian to Houston series with a new drill-down report, West Texas Highway, where we detailed how Houston is competing head-to-head with the Corpus Christi area to attract Permian barrels. Today, we're looking at West Texas Gulf and its path to Longview, a city in East Texas's Gregg County, which once produced the most oil in the state, and Nederland, a small city about 10 miles southeast of Beaumont. Beaumont and Nederland are in an industrial corridor known as the Golden Triangle and are often referenced together. Only two crude oil pipelines make the trip from the Permian to Nederland, both owned by Energy Transfer: West Texas Gulf and the Permian Express System, which we'll cover in an upcoming blog. The two boast a combined capacity of nearly 1 million barrels per day. Nederland receives less Permian crude than Corpus Christi and Houston because its primary role is feeding nearby refineries in Port Arthur and Beaumont, including facilities owned by ExxonMobil and Total Energies. By contrast, Houston and Corpus Christi are export-driven hubs that together handle about 75% of Permian output. As of early 2025, roughly 2.5 million barrels per day of Permian crude flowed to Corpus Christi, with 2.4 million barrels per day headed to Houston, according to RBN's Crude Oil Permian report, and only about 900,000 barrels per day destined for Nederland. Early flows to Nederland primarily supplied refinery demand, but after the ban on most U.S. crude exports was lifted in 2015, volumes also began supporting export movements. In October, crude export loadings in the Beaumont-Nederland area averaged about 230,000 to 250,000 barrels per day, while Houston consistently exports more than 1 million barrels per day, and Corpus Christi pushes above 2 million barrels per day, according to RBN's Crude Voyager. While it's true that crude export volumes from Nederland remain much smaller than those from Houston or Corpus Christi, West Texas Gulf's connections to Longview and Nederland are valued as the pipe has been running full. More on that in a moment. The 580-mile West Texas Gulf originates in Colorado City, Texas, and forks near Wortham, Texas, with one line running to Longview and another to Nederland. Pipeline construction began in 1952 and was completed in 1953 by Gulf Oil. West Texas Gulf was originally built and operated by Gulf Oil. Over the decades, its ownership changed hands multiple times as Gulf Oil was merged, acquired, and spun off. In the early 2000s, Sunoco Logistics acquired a significant interest in the pipeline and became the operator. In 2012, Energy Transfer Partners purchased Sunoco Incorporated and control of West Texas Gulf, which was integrated into the company's broader Permian Express network, allowing shared pump stations and joint terminal access. Today, Energy Transfer owns and operates the pipeline outright, unlike a number of its other midstream assets, which have multiple working interest partners. West Texas Gulf's route is largely unchanged, although much of the system has been refurbished with higher-grade steel and improved pump stations over the decades. Over the past dozen years, the line has undergone several expansions and upgrades, including improved pumps and the addition of drag-reducing agents, transforming it from an aging, 250,000 barrels per day system into one capable of transporting more than its published capacity of 486,000 barrels per day. Currently, about two-thirds of the crude goes to Nederland, while the balance goes to Longview. In July, the pipeline went over its nameplate capacity for the eighth time in the past 17 months. Next, let's look at connectivity in the Permian, where West Texas Gulf sources barrels. For much of its history, the pipeline's receipts came exclusively from Colorado City. The main sources of Permian receipts at Colorado City include the Legacy Medallion System, its Midland Basin portion was sold to One Oak and the Delaware Basin portion to Plains All American, along with Plains and Sunoco pipelines. Energy Transfer added a new receipt point at its Midland terminal in March 2024. About 32,000 barrels per day came from that terminal in August. What makes the pipeline system especially strong is its connection to Energy Transfer's broader network, allowing for massive combined takeaway capacity. The Nederland Terminal, one of Energy Transfer's largest with about 33 million barrels of working storage capacity, is also its main crude and NGL export hub and is directly linked to multiple company pipelines. When West Texas Gulf delivers crude to Nederland, the barrels do not necessarily stay there. The terminal connects to a number of outbound pipelines, allowing Energy Transfer to move West Texas Gulf's oil to other refining and export markets. The Nederland Terminal can also provide access to refineries around Nederland, such as ExxonMobil Beaumont, Motiva Port Arthur, Valero Port Arthur, and Total Energies Port Arthur. The Nederland Terminal is also linked to Energy Transfer Houston Terminal, or ETHT, formerly known as the Houston Fuel Oil Terminal, via Energy Transfer's 235,000 barrels per day Ted Collins link. ETHT is a sprawling facility on the Houston Ship Channel with about 18 million barrels of storage capacity, of which approximately 7 million barrels is used for crude oil, 5 docks, and the ability to fully load Aframaxes and smaller vessels and partially load Suezmaxes. ETHT is also linked to virtually all the refineries in the area. Energy Transfer acquired the terminal as part of its $5 billion acquisition of SEM Group in December 2019. Energy Transfer also partners with Phillips 66 on the Bayou Bridge Pipeline, which carries crude from Nederland East into Louisiana, reaching major refineries in Lake Charles and the St. James Hub, which distributes crude to several refineries in that part of the state. Another key hub for West Texas Gulf is Longview, where it connects with several downstream systems. In August, the pipe delivered roughly 143,000 barrels per day to Longview. Connections include the Permian Longview and Louisiana Extension, or PELA, a 100,000 barrels per day route moving crude from Midland to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This is operated through the Permian Express Partners joint venture between Energy Transfer and ExxonMobil. Volumes are infrequently delivered to PELA via West Texas Gulf. However, the Texas Railroad Commission last reported deliveries 2 years ago. In addition to Energy Transfer having a storage terminal at Longview, Plains All American also operates storage there, which connects to Plains' 12-inch, 80-mile Caddo pipeline, a 50-50 JV with Delek Logistics Partners, moving crude from Longview to Shreveport, Louisiana. There, Caddo connects to Delek's Magnolia crude oil pipeline, which delivers to Delek's Magnolia, Arkansas, storage facility and the Delek Sala pipeline for delivery to its nearby El Dorado refinery. Barrels are also delivered to Delek at Longview for supply to its refinery in Tyler, Texas. West Texas Gulf also delivers to Mid-Valley Pipeline at Longview. Historically, Sunoco operated pipelines from Corsicana, Texas, to Longview and from Nederland to Longview to support Mid-Valley flows, which underscores the long-standing integration of these assets within the broader midstream network. Farther west, near Colorado City, West Texas Gulf is interconnected with Energy Transfer's West Texas Pipeline System at Tie Junction in Taylor County on its way north to two Texas Panhandle refineries, Valero's McKee and Ardmore facilities. In recent months, a little under 10,000 barrels per day has been delivered off West Texas Gulf to Tie Junction. As we said at the outset, a crucial part of Energy Transfer's system is the Permian Express Pipeline, which we'll dive into in an upcoming blog. Touch of Grey has music written by Jerry Garcia and lyrics by Robert Hunter. It appears as the first song on side one of the Grateful Dead's 12th studio album, In the Dark. Released as the first single off the album in July 1987, it went to number one on the Billboard Mainstream Rock chart and number nine on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It was the band's only top 10 hit. The song was first performed at a concert back in September 1982. A video directed by Gary Gutierrez featuring the band performing live as Skeletons received heavy rotation on MTV. Personnel on the record were Jerry Garcia, lead vocals, lead guitar, Bob Weir, rhythm guitar, backing vocals, Phil Lesh bass, Brent Midland, keyboards, backing vocals, Bill Kreuzman, drums, percussion, and Mickey Hart, drums, percussion. In the Dark was recorded during January 1987 at Marin Memorial Auditorium in San Rafael, California, with Jerry Garcia and John Cutler producing. Since the band had been playing the songs live for some time, it was decided to record the basic tracks in an empty theater to capture a live feel for the record. Released in July 1987, the album went to number 6 on the Billboard 200 and has been certified 2X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Two singles were released from the LP. The Grateful Dead was an American rock band formed in Palo Alto, California, in early 1965 by Jerry Garcia, Bob Weir, Phil Lesh, Ron Pigpen McKernan, and Bill Kreutzmann. Originally called the Warlocks, the band changed their name to Grateful Dead in December 1965 when they performed at a Ken Kesey acid test in San Jose. They released 13 studio albums, 9 live albums, 12 compilation albums, and 27 singles, and have sold more than 35 million records worldwide. Hundreds of live shows that fans taped are still available on bootleg cassette tapes. They are members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and have won a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and Kennedy Center Honors. After Jerry Garcia died in 1995, various iterations of the band have performed with different surviving members involved. 16 members have passed through the band since its inception. Ron Pigpen McKernan died in 1973, Jerry Garcia in 1995, Robert Hunter in 2019, and Phil Lesh in 2024. Bob Weir, Bill Kreutzmann, and Mickey Hart are still involved with various musical endeavors.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.